What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Yep, from Lions training camp. It's been a fun day, another joint practice day. I would not call today a dominant Lions performance, but I wouldn't call it a bad performance either.
No, if you were, you know, to say did they win or not, they won. Did they win by, you know, was it a laugher like yesterday? No.
No.
But they still were able to do what they wanted to do for the most part. Yep. It was impressive.
Meanwhile, DJ Reed's a cool guy.
Yes, he is. With an adorable daughter.
Yes. And I do want to say, when he was walking over across the practice field, Gator said, you can choose to believe this or not, but that is adorable. And he pointed to him walking, holding her hand as they walked across the practice
field. She's got the little Lions cheerleading outfit. There's Dad, the player. It was adorable.
It really was.
And you choose not to believe it.
I don't, but...
that I was sincere.
That you were sincere.
I was completely sincere.
Yes. So, anyway, another good day of practice. The news of the day out of the Lions is that Sam Laporta's down for a couple of days, it sounds like. Doesn't sound like a serious injury, but he probably wasn't going to play Saturday anyway. The two teams will not have a joint practice tomorrow, but they'll be at Ford Field on Saturday night. Doesn't sound like it's too particularly serious. And we mentioned the other news being how the Lions practiced today, which is, again, it wasn't as dominant, but it was a good day of practice. And you can see, man, that offense is talented. And the defense really made Miami's job difficult. Now, I didn't see Waddle in the two-minute drill, and Tyreek Hill didn't play. So.
No, I think I did see Waddle on a play or two, but okay. Yeah. Look, at least for Miami's sake, they can pack up and get the hell out of here. At least go across town anyway before they play the game. But they can say they put a couple of highlights out there.
Yeah.
There's some things that they can be happy about. But I don't care about Miami. I care about the Lions. And, you know, I'll just kind of reiterate what I said with Will when Burchie was here. Jared Goff is looking – I mean, he's not flawless, but – my God, he looks great. Incredibly accurate, poised, totally knows what he's doing, and he's hitting all the guys in stride, and it's not just finding Amon-Ra, though he seems to find Amon-Ra more than not, and why wouldn't you when he's going to catch everything thrown to him? But this is it's huge, you know, because it'll help calm down the anxiety about the interior of that offensive line if things run smoothly with him. If he's able to go his progressions real quickly and find the right guy to give it the ball to. It's what he's done in practice. It's been very impressive and got to do it against somebody else today instead of the own defense, which, again, goes back to how good is the Lions defense? If the Lions defense was giving the Lions fits offensively,
yeah,
look what they did to Miami in 2 days.
Yeah. They definitely gave him fits. The big football news locally that's not going on here is the – reports that the NCAA has given Michigan their findings on the from the Committee of Infractions, which will include what they are saying would be the punishments for those involved. Gator, I talked about this, and I've talked to people about it a long time. The people that I have talked to, when this story first broke, they would say to me, oh, there's more. There's more that's being looked at, and they were right. And as stuff started to come out publicly, at one point, somebody said, that's kind of it. There's as far as everything that we've looked at and there's validity to, that's kind of it. And it turned out that was kind of it. Now, there's a lot of rumors about other things that people have tweeted and put out there on social media. And the good news is, well, the bad news is, and this is where I've always said this about NCAA football coaches, and I don't think Harbaugh was very good at this. In fact, I think he was actually pretty bad at it. One of the things you're trying to do as a coach, other than win, is keep the NCAA from coming in to investigate your program. And
you wouldn't think that would need to be a point of emphasis, and yet
Yes, and I felt like Jim Harbaugh, from the moment he got to Michigan, was kind of challenging the NCAA on a lot of fronts. And but they've come in, they've done an investigation. The results will come out tomorrow. Whatever the results are, we'll see if Michigan decides to appeal whatever punishment is handed their way, or they just accept the punishment and try and move on from it. But the program got the fine-tooth comb treatment from the NCAA, so we'll see what comes out of it. I've heard there's rumors out there. There's some people that are relatively dialed in that don't believe it's going to be postseason bans or vacated wins. But you know what is weird in this day and age of college athletics? And people scoff at this, but if they get a massive fine, fines equal players. Athletic departments are trying to figure out, even Michigan, how they're going to pay players. And depending on the severity of a fine, if there is a fine, that can be a setback. There might be recruiting restrictions as well. And everybody thinks these athletic departments print money. They have massive budgets. And now, on top of that, they've had to add more budgets for players. So those things carry more weight. But we'll see what it is tomorrow. And, you know, I mean, look, the only thing about this, for if you're a Michigan fan, is at least it'll be behind you. We'll see what the results are. But hopefully it'll be the beginning of them moving on.
Yeah, curious to see what shakes out of this, if it means more punishment for Sharon Moore or not, and are they going to, you know, have him sit out a couple more games? Don't know. Obviously, the Oklahoma game is it comes up quickly. Does it affect that at all? Will any of this affect that? You talk about the money aspect. I wouldn't be as concerned about the money. I appreciate the point you're making there, but in the end, I mean, if Michigan has to pass a hat around, for lack of a better term, they've got big-time donors that'd be more than willing to do that, and that's what these whole collectives are for. But moving forward, we don't even know what the rules really are with NIL and all that stuff. So, I mean, at this point, I don't look at money as being that big of a deal.
Well, and yeah, it depends on the severity of the fine. 248-539-9797, if indeed there is a fine. But that is expected to be released at some point tomorrow. I believe Michigan is being made aware of stuff today. Our guy Dan Wetzel has been all over this case, so we might want to get him on here in the next 24 hours. Tomorrow we're going to be at the Dream Cruise, by the way, which is kind of an annual thing that we have done. We've usually been there on a Saturday, but we're going to be there on a Friday. It is actually one of my favorite shows to do because I stand next to a man who identifies cars and knows a lot about him. It is an underrated part of my guy Scott Anderson. You know a lot about the cars.
Well, I don't know if I know a lot. I know a lot more than you do.
Without question.
But I don't know if I know a lot in the grand scheme of things.
By a factor of about 100.
But I would say that I have really come to appreciate the Dream Cruise a lot over the last 15, 20 years. And, you know, I would think that this is not a show that you enjoy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Because this is like distracted Gator on steroids.
Yeah, but you're distracted with good. The reason we're there is part
on a Saturday
car,
show. I think it's fine. On a Friday show, I don't know if it's going to be the same.
Well,
the feel, but we'll see how that works.
When you are a version of you I don't like, I'll be sure to let you know.
This
is
true.
I'll maybe tap you on the shoulder or give you a sign. Maybe I'll tap my own head
or reel it in. You know, stop. Eyes over here. Whatever it is. Yeah.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. You know what we have coming up? Another edition of Are You Going to Eat That?
Oh.
Yep. Stay tuned for that. We'll talk to the linebacker coach, Sean Dion Hamilton, next hour. You hear what he told us earlier. That is in the 1 o'clock hour here on Carson Anderson from Allen Park in the Meyer Performance Center. home of the Detroit Lions here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, home ownership is closer than you think. With a mortgage loan from the University of Michigan Credit Union, imagine stepping into your dream home with no application fee. And right now, get $750 off your closing costs when you finance with UMCU. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms to fit your life. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking for pre-approval or ready to build or refinance, UMCU is here to help. Visit umcu.org to get started. Insured by NCUA. NMLS number 712343. UMCU is an equal housing opportunity lender.